USA Radio News with Lance Fry.
Senate Democrats approved a $3.5 trillion budget resolution just hours ago, setting the stage for President Biden's social safety net. The vote was 50-49, and the measure passed after a lengthy series of amendment votes known as Voterama. The session started on Tuesday afternoon and went until 4 a.m. Eastern. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. Texas House of Representatives voted 80-12 to bring back their runaway Democrats, hiding to prevent a quorum on voter integrity legislation. Hours prior to the vote, the Texas Supreme Court ruled that the Republicans were within their rights to force their colleagues to return. Republican State Representative Matt Krause from Fort Worth says the voting debate must go on.
I think Representative Kane and I, Chairman Kane and I, would say it's not animosity, it's not retribution, it's just let's do the work of the people of Texas.
USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Confusion over COVID infection numbers in Florida has the CDC and Republican Governor Ron DeSantis pointing fingers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The CDC says that there are 28,317 new cases of COVID-19 in Florida. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis thinks that data is inaccurate.
They did a three-day report. CDC put that over 2 days and made it look like we had higher on those days than we did. And so we're trying to figure out if that's been corrected, and if not, whether it would just make more sense to maybe at least put out something. So stay tuned on that. We'll see what happens.
The Florida Department of Health tweeting on Monday that the CDC combined multiple days into one.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there were just over 184,000 new infections nationwide on Tuesday. Just under 500 people died Tuesday from COVID complications. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has allowed the release of a murderer who served 40 years in prison for the murder of a developmentally disabled Fresno, California man who was buried alive. 58-year-old David Wiedert in 1980 killed Michael Morganti to cover up a $500 burglary. Morganti was his lookout in the burglary. Fresno County District Attorney Lisa Schmittkamp on Fox News says Governor Newsom should be ashamed.
The Board of Prisons, three times in a row, and this time also, they produced no information at all. In fact, the reason that Governor Brown twice and Governor Newsom once blocked the parole of this man, he has not accepted responsibility, he has not shown any remorse, and he has done nothing in prison other than not get in trouble. So he's had no rules violations, but he hasn't progressed. He hasn't accepted responsibility. He is not remorseful for this crime still to this day. And the fact that they could think, and Governor Newsom could think, that it is appropriate to let a man out of custody who took a developmentally disabled boy, took him, beat him, made him dig his own grave, stabbed him, beat him, put him in a grave, and buried him alive. When this young man, the autopsy was done, there was dirt in his lungs, which gives us the indication and the evidence that he was buried alive. It's one of the most heinous crimes we've ever seen in Fresno. And the fact that this man is walking free is despicable, and Gavin Newsom should be ashamed of himself.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.